Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there
with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Tuesday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. Welcome once again to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Our website where you can go on, click, listen live is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you as always. You know, this morning we always remind you that school zones are in effect. Yesterday, of course, was MLK Day and all schools were out for the long holiday weekend, but everybody is back on the grind this morning. Today sort of feels like Monday, I guess, for a lot of people who were off, state and federal offices off on yesterday. Well, you're back up on the grind today, ready to go. And as you get going, get your work day started in your school day, we want to remind you, as always, to be mindful about those school buses, school zones, school crossings, and kids that are walking to school or standing by bus stops in the morning. We really, really like to remind you to be mindful, because a lot of times those kids are not looking out or looking around their surroundings to see what's going on. So please be careful and make sure that you're slowing down. Give yourself enough time to slow down when you're going through those school zones. You know, this morning, switching gears, I want to talk about, as you're getting your day going, you know that weather has changed again. It is really, really warm outside, and this is the kind of weather that can really get you under the weather if you're not careful. So, you know, as we were getting ready this morning and getting ours dressed, I think you still kind of got to be careful, because this is the changing weather that causes you to get sick. So be mindful about that. We told ours, you know what, just throw a little jacket in. Who's not having school today? Some kids are not.
The gentleman just called and said that there's no school today in Rapides Parish because of the parent-teacher conference.
Okay, wow. Rapides Parish is having parent-teacher conferences today. Wow, aren't they lucky getting an extra day? Well,
2 days.
Well, ours is in school today, so I guess some kids are in school and some are not. But, well, that is another note for you to be mindful if those kids are still out and about. Please be careful and make sure that you're watching out. But thank you, caller, for being so on point and reminding
Absolutely.
Us about what's going on. You know, this morning, what we'd like to talk to you about is something that I think we all have challenges with, and that is our work balance and our life balance, our work and our home balance, and how we really bring that together and make that work. You know, I was talking to a business owner on yesterday, and she was talking about all of the challenges. And when we began talking, I noticed that she sounded sick. And we began to talk about all of the challenges of running a business and having to do things at home and having to do things at your business. And if you have young children, like many of us do that are school age, we've got to strike a balance between our work and how we take care of them in the evenings, i.e. homework and studying and all of the things that go along with having school-age children. And so one of the things that I was sharing with this friend on yesterday is that if we don't carve out a balance and create something that really works, we're going to continue to wear ourselves down. We're going to continue to be sick, and we're going to continue to really be less productive because we haven't been able to strike a good balance. And I know that people have been talking about balance forever. But in 2012, we're hoping that we'll help you to begin to think about how to create a balance and not just talk about it, but be about it. And I know personally that we're working on the same thing. And sometimes when you own your own business, or whether you own your own business or not, if you have a job, it can just be so demanding that at the end of the day, we really don't have a whole lot to give to our home lives. And so with that said, we've got to create a good balance that helps us to be productive, as productive at home as we are during the course of our workday. So we don't want to ultimately give everything we have to either to our businesses or our employers. And then when we get home in the evening, we have nothing to give to our family. And so this morning, we're going to talk about how we can create a balance. And we understand the challenges that parents go through with having kids that are in school and that have homework and have projects and have
various different school activities. You know, sometimes our kids are even more busy than we are with the very activities that they have after school and with everything else. How do we fit all of that in and make that work and create a balance that is, what word should I use for that balance? That balance that is just a good optimal point where you're not overstressed in one area and then also overstressed in your home area, your work life and your home life. And so that's, I think women deal with that more than any other people on the planet because we are trying to take care of everybody. And stress plays a large role in that. And so what I was sharing with my friend on yesterday is that if we don't stop, I mean really stop, ladies, and that's not to say that our men are not stressed as well, because we know that stress plays a role in each of our lives. But if we don't stop and really, really set some guidelines about what it is that we're going to do and set some boundaries, then we're going to really end up being no good for anybody, for our employers or our businesses or for our families at home. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. And we've got some interesting steps to help you to follow, to help you to get on a track of thinking about how to begin to start that very tricky, tricky thing that we call balance. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Conjas at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal
Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, mailways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixsonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Bunkie and in and around Avoyelles Parish. You can phone them at 318-346-6695 for more information about any of your insurance needs. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're focusing on the work and the balance, the work life and the home life balance, and what it takes to make that happen. And, you know, we were looking at that simply because, you know, we're some of those people that are probably in that same situation where we're trying to figure it out, where you're trying to create a good balance between working successfully, putting the work down when you go home, and then switching gears and switching modes into a home-life balance. And what experts say about that is when your work life and your personal life are out of balance, your stress level is likely to soar. So they're saying that we need to use some real practical strategies and tips to restore that harmony. And a lot of people, DC, really have not been able to get there and really haven't even thought about it. But just talking to women in business that have families or that have children and grandchildren, it really gave us food for thought and made us really think about what many Americans are enduring. And we really see it in our own home life, because not only do we run our business, it's hard to separate what we do from, say, 4:30 in the morning to 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening and switch gears. And we were really sort of experiencing that last night, in that we had a situation where we have to really put that study time in and that time in with Deuce Christmas so that he can be successful.
Absolutely. And it is a job. And I can't even imagine what it's like for a single parent,
mm-hmm.
or a couple with 4, 3, 4, 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a job, because for us, we only have one, and it's both of us. And we really, really can appreciate the job that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a job. And if you let anything go, I mean, you know, we hear all the talk about kids in school, the difficulties of parents getting their kids to go to school and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just from dealing with our son, you know, we could see, if it was just you, it would probably be a big problem.
Especially with the boys that are
right.
turning into young men.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, if I wasn't around, I could see how he would just start bowing up
mm-hmm.
at 12 years old and just decide, oh, okay, yes, I'm going to do it, and not do what he's saying he's going to do. And, you know, we hear people saying, you know, that our young boys are having problems in school. And you could see how it could be a very, very strenuous problem on a single parent, or especially a single parent with 3 boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's tough. And so I think that's why it's really, really critical this morning that we begin to open up the conversation and open up people's minds.
Absolutely.
To this very subject, because if we don't strike a balance, especially if you are a single parent and you don't have that good balance, we're really not equipped to deal with our kids at the end of the day, because we're really exhausted as well.
Absolutely. And I think now that this problem has pretty much come to
light, maybe?
To come to light to us. What the question has been for us since last evening is, you know, what are solutions to these problems,
mm-hmm.
instead of just crying about them and crying about the problem and whining and just, you know, griping? What are some viable solutions that can be used, practical applications by people
mm-hmm.
in everyday living? Because what, at the end of the day, if I'm a single parent with 3 boys, what do I want? Somebody crying about it constantly, or somebody that can show me how to help my boys?
Exactly. And I think that those are some of the issues that we'll bring about, and we'll bring experts in to really, really, really talk about that. But what we found last night, instead of crying about us being tired and maybe kids being tired, is that we had to change our thought process, and we had to change our approach. And we got that almost immediately, because if everybody at the table is negged out,
exactly.
then you're not going to have any success. And so, you know, sometimes you got to strategize against your kids.
Absolutely.
And so we decided, instead of looking at what the problem is your kid doesn't want to study.
Right.
The problem is you're tired and you don't feel like being bothered either, if you're just real. And so instead of looking at what was wrong, we decided, okay, let's look at what's right. We've got a kid that is very bright, that's very intelligent, that is very smart, and we just need to find a way. Yesterday, as we were talking about the King holiday, I don't know, this word just fell into my spirit, excavation, you know, where you have to dig out what's hidden below the surface. And sometimes with our kids, it's an excavation process. We have to dig out what they have deep within. And sometimes it's not even that deep. They just need a positive reinforcer that it's going to be okay. And so what we learned from this process last night is that Deuce really needed our attention. And he needed to know that he had that in a way that was positive and reassuring. And so what we did was we just stepped back from the situation and said, okay, I said to DC, because, you know, when you have boys, you know, they're different from girls. I said, what is going on? You know, what is his problem? And so he started saying, you know, he's just being stubborn. He just, you know, he didn't want to get his work done.
Absolutely. He just didn't want to do it. But that this is the opportunity to teach that, you know, there's going to come times when the thing that you have to do, you don't want to do.
Right.
And this is where you learn it. You know, seventh grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. This is how you learn how to do things that you're not so happy about doing.
Right.
And that's when a kid goes on to college and they can pull up that memory and say, okay, because they've learned how to not let their body rule them.
Mm-hmm.
That's learned behavior.
That's good.
You know, we have to teach our kids in the way that they should go. So if our kid is having a bad time and just don't want to study, you know, we have to, you know, press on them some and get them to do what they need to do. But the real issue is what do you do when you're a parent or a couple and you've got more kids and you're both working or you're doing different shifts? You know, there lies in the problem. What do we do?
Well, and that's why we're talking about the subject balance, because
right.
You really have to create that balance. But before you can create that balance, you got to really understand that you're out of balance. You know, we talk about it all the time. Before you can resolve a problem, you've got to figure out that there is a problem. And so we're going into the second half of the school year. And, you know, it's like anything else. If you didn't make the grade, or if you didn't have the sort of success that you had hoped that you would have in your family with your kids and their grades and school, well, it's time to reevaluate. It's time to, and sometimes as families, we don't look at it as almost a little business that you have to run. You have to really create a balance, and you have to create a well-oiled machine almost to run in a way that is just that smooth. Now, is it going to get off course? Is it going to be smooth all the time? Absolutely not. But I think that we've got to start to put some thought into the way that our households are running, because there are many of us that run our businesses and we don't have a problem at all. We know we get it done, you know, point by point, but at home sometimes, you know, we're a little bit slacking.
Exactly. And we strategize on how we're going to run our business.
We do.
At the same time, we don't make those same plans on how we're going to deal with our kids. And a lot of us expect for our kids to just be on automatic pilot.
Oh, I know.
And they just, because that's how I am. I just expect for
I do too.
For Deuce to just do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the case. You know, he gets off track sometimes, and we have to prompt him to get him back in the groove. So, you know,
kids are people too, and they come with their own personalities regardless to what we think. And so, We really wanted to make people think, especially parents that are, whether you're single moms or single dads, and you've got to do it by yourself. We were thinking, you know, just from our own experiences, that you really have to come up with a plan, and a specific balance has to be struck in order to make it run well more often than not. And so what we realized is that we had to engage our son in study time. He had to be engaged. I mean, and we have to figure out how our kids learn and what they need. And sometimes that can be a job.
Exactly. And what we're finding is if we tell him to go in and do some work, he'll say, okay, I'm going in to do the work. And then we go in and check that he's done the work, and he's not done it.
Right.
Yesterday, it was a three-hour process.
I know.
A lot of people will get worn down from that process. And they will just say, go in and do it. and just expect that he's done it and not check
right.
to see that he's done it. And then at the end of the semester or the 6 weeks or 9 weeks,
right.
the kid's grades are bad and we're wondering what happened.
Exactly.
Because we know we're sending him in to do the work, but the work is not getting done. And so, you know, we just have to stay on them until we see that they're doing it. Now, we had to go in two or three different times to make sure that he was doing what he was supposed to. And he just decided that he just didn't want to do it for some reason.
Right.
Unbeknownst to us, he just decided.
He just didn't feel like it.
He just didn't want to do it. And those are the times when we have to stay on them, get them to press in, do it so that they'll have the confidence to know that even when I don't feel like doing it, I just have to do it. And get it done, and then on to the next thing.
Right, and that's how we start to build.
Because I really think he was wanting to go and watch TV or go and play games.
Right, and that's how we start to build character, and that's how we start to create some rules and some boundaries to let our kids know that work comes first. You know, that there's a time to work, and then there's a time to play. And I think that as parents, we have got to be the examples. And so the way that we do that is to create that balance between our work and our home. And we've got to let our kids know that they're important, their success is important, and that we partner with them in that success. And when we come back, we're going to give you some really, hopefully, good tips that will help you to begin to look at balance and begin to start working on it. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not going to happen if you don't work with it. And we sit here, a work in progress, just as you are, trying to make that balance work out. Let's get a break here, but we're back right after this. Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Tarlet Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. Well, they deserve serious consideration, and if you've been done wrong, get it done right with your free consultation with Brian Kubero and Associates. The number to phone is 318-253-0900. We also want to remind you that Williams Tax and Financial Service is in full swing. It's tax season, and e-filing kicks off today. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining On Point Talk this morning, we're talking about that balance between work and your home life. And I know for many people, there used to be a time when boundaries in work, for work and home, were really relatively clear. But since people have been invaded with more work, companies have downsized. For a lot of people, that means a lot of people are doing two or three jobs at work as opposed to their single job that they had. And so maintaining that work balance and that home balance is no real simple task. And so that's why we wanted to start talking about it this morning and really raise your consciousness about that balance. Even though it seems daunting and it seems impossible, I don't think it is, but we've got to start to evaluate the relationship that we have to our work, our job, our companies. And then we have to apply some very specific strategies to help strike a healthier, more clear balance. And that's the subject of conversation this morning. And, you know, one of the ladies was talking about self-compassion the other day and not being so hard on ourselves. Well, this morning I sit here as a person just like many of you that is trying to strike that balance, that you work all day and you think about how to be successful, how to make your job better, how to make your business better. And you're working at that, you know, hours in and hours out. And then when you get home, there just doesn't seem to be enough energy or enough time in the day to create a good home balance. So one of the things that the experts say from the Mayo Clinic is this: you've got to figure out if you're married to your work. And if the answer is unequivocally, yes, I'm married to my work, then you've got to consider the cost. What cost are we paying for being married to our work? And
the experts say, you know, it can be tempting to rack up many, many hours at work. In fact, sometimes we even brag about how many hours we work in a week. For some reason, it's like a badge of honor, and it makes us feel more powerful. It makes us feel more accomplished if we are ever increasing our workload at work. And sometimes even we go even above that. Well, the experts say this. First of all, you've got to consider the fatigue. You've got to know when you're tired. You've got to have the ability to think productively, or else your work is going to suffer if you don't consider that you're tired. And for many of us, that's a hard thing to do because we feel like a lot of our worth is built into how many hours we work, how long we stay after our shift. And we really want that sort of that a boy from our boss. We want the acknowledgement that you're great, you're doing a good job because you have stayed over and you've gone above and beyond. But consider in the balance now that every hour that you stay over at a job, whether it's your job, your place of employment, or even at your business, your own personal business that you run, that you lose time with your loved ones. And if you're working so much that you miss those important family events and milestones, then that can leave you feeling left out. That can harm your relationship with the people that you love, i.e. your husband or your children, or just people that you love. And so these are just two things that the experts say that you have to consider. First, you've got to consider the fatigue that being married to your work causes. And then you've got to consider the time that you lose with people that you love. And so yesterday, what we had to do was we had to shift gears because we are a work in progress. We have not struck that balance, and we're working on it. We're in the process of trying to create that balance. And we had to shift our agitation with our son not wanting to step up and do his part, or what we feel was his part. We had to reverse that, and we had to look at ourselves and say, okay, there's some things that we have to do differently. Maybe he's feeling left out. Maybe he's feeling that he's not getting enough attention. And so we kind of got it. And so we had to make a shift, and we had to look at ourselves versus looking at what Deuce needed. And so for many people, we've got to make that shift. We've got to look at whether we're missing those milestones. Are we missing our kids' recitals? Are we missing our kids' ball games? Because we got to be there. We got to be at work. You know, they're expecting you. Well, what are your kids expecting? What are your family life expecting from you? And, you know, you can keep apologizing and keep apologizing, but those times that we lose with our kids, you can never get them back, where you're trying to be everything to everybody. You're trying to be everything at work. You're trying to be everything at church. You're trying to be everything in your social group. You're trying to be everything in volunteerism. And then you've missed those very important things at home. So this is just fruit for thought. It's not the way. It's a way. Also, the experts say increased expectations. If you regularly work extra hours, you may be given more responsibility, and this can lead to other concerns and other challenges. So what you have to do, step one, is that you have to build in time for your family. You've got to write that into your schedule so that you haven't given everything to your job, and then when you get home, you don't have anything. You have nothing left to give. And so you say, well, how do I get the energy? How do I stop? Especially if you're at a job that is expecting, because they've downsized, because they've cut back positions, they're expecting more for you. Well, you've got to even create a balance in that. And you can't be Superman or Superwoman. You can only do what you can do in the allotted amount of time. And I had this friend that we had this running joke at work, and she said, you know what? What I didn't do today, it'll be here tomorrow. That's why it's called a job. If I could do everything in one day, then guess what? They wouldn't need me for tomorrow. They wouldn't need me for the rest of the week or the rest of the month. So you've got to create a balance in making sure that when you're at work, you're being productive, that you are not, you know, having conversations on the off take, you're not wasting time. But when you're at work, you're utilizing the time that you have to work. Right. And when the shift is over, you've got to have the courage to say, I'm going home. Why do you got it? I mean, it takes courage. It takes courage to say, you know what? I'm not going to stay 2 extra hours today to get this report done. I'm going to, because I had a boss that told me once when I was in college, he said, if you do the most productive thing that you can do at work today, then your job is done. And I think sometimes we miss it when we think that everything in the day was not accomplished. We feel that that was a lack of production.
Hmm.
And I don't really think that that's true.
It's superstition.
Is that superstition?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think so. I think that that's called overachieving. I think that people, and it's great to be an overachiever. It's great to want to be great at your job. There's no harm in that. But I think that you've got to be productive for those 8 hours that you're there. And then when the 8 hours are over, you got to go home and you've got to change your mind. You've got to shift into what your family needs. And there are people that don't have kids, that just right. have husbands at home or wives at home. And you still need to be available for the people at home. You need to be, even if you have an animal. I know that at the end of the day, when I get home, my dog wants some attention. I know that's funny, but he does. He wants attention. So there are other things in our lives that need our attention. And when we come back from break, we're going to give you some more tips about what the experts from the Mayo Clinic say that you can do to strike a balance. Even if you haven't struck that balance, it's something that we can all think about and we can all work on. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
Yeah.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Care and Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. Also, Florida's formal wear. Y'all, it's Mardi Gras time. It's in full swing. And if you are looking for an amazing gown for Mardi Gras, you want to start at Florida's. Also, I found out yesterday, it's prom time. Can you believe it? It's prom time already. Well, if you don't want to show up at the prom or at the ball looking like anyone else, you want to start at Florida's Formal Wear. Amazing service, amazing gowns. If she doesn't have it, I promise you, she will find it. She's located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive, right across from the Alexandria Mall. Or you can phone Florida at 318-487-9499. Our friends at Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment, and you can phone them for any information needed at 318-445-4733. They also have a lot of prosthesis available and a lot of great information and great resources for women that have had breast surgery. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus so much more when you phone 318-767-2220. If you're looking for customized service, you're looking for the channels that you want specifically, and you're looking to save, well, Get Wired Satellites is where you need to start. 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and also Carroll Furniture. Y'all, it's tax time, and I know that many people are thinking about the new look for the new year. Well, they've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse, which means there's no real waiting for your delivery. Carroll Furniture is at 1819 Memorial Drive, or you can phone them at 318-448-8090. You can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. When I tell you that Rosa is always on point, well, it's a new year and a new you. You need to make sure that your insurance is on point by phoning Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, our friends at Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove doubts, and you can phone them at 318-445-4582. Now, if you're just joining our conversation this morning on the OPT, we're talking about that work-life balance and that home-life balance, and sometimes, many times, they can become out of balance, and for many people, we've never created the balance. So this morning, this is just hopefully great information about beginning to think about creating a balance. And I was telling DC during the break that I believe that that was a word of encouragement for somebody who is not leaving the job at the end of their work shift. They're saying, you know what, I've got to do more. I've got to do the work. Well, one of the things that experts say, if you are one of those types of people, you've got to begin to delegate. And sometimes for us, delegation, especially people who are control people, we want it done like we want it done, when we want it done, how we want it done. Well, when that happens, it's hard for you to delegate. But if you don't delegate, you're going to be bombarded with your job plus everybody else's job. So we've got to learn the art of delegation, giving that job to someone else and setting some specific guidelines about how you want it done, the time frame in which you want it done, and things of that nature so that you can pass that off to others. You know, many times at our businesses, there are people that are there that can help us, but we don't allow them to help us because we don't ask. And so for those people who just want it done and they think that they're the only person that can do it, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And start today with delegating. If you're not a good delegator, start small. Start small and tell the person that you're delegating or the group that you're delegating to what your expectations are and try not to micromanage. Hand the job off and trust that others will get it done. Now, if they don't get it done, then that's a whole another chain of events. You can take that up, experts say, at a later time. Take advantage of your options is another tip. And what that means is that sometimes employers have flex hours, or sometimes they'll allow job sharing, or sometimes they'll allow you to work from home. Well, if that's an option, then take that option. Find out what options your job has that can help you to be more productive at work and more productive at home. Now, this is a tip that experts say is a must, and I know many of us have a real problem with this. And that is, learn to say no. Yes, learn to say no. Yes, and sometimes it's
no.
I know it's hard to say for a lot of people. Say it again.
No.
Yeah, learn to say a firm no.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Whether it's a coworker asking you to spearhead an extra project, or your child's teacher asking you to manage the class play or manage the next fundraiser or whatever it is, remember that it is okay to respectfully say no. And when you quit doing the things that you do only out of guilt or a false sense of obligation, then you'll make more room in your life for the activities that are really meaningful and that really bring you joy. Let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than saying yes. And I have really been practicing this in some things that I've been asked to do that I just don't want to do. And sometimes when you're a person that really likes to say yes, it's very hard to say respectfully no. And then there are those people in your life that won't allow you to say no. And so you just have to say, I respectfully say no, because you know that when you take on a project or you take on something that is going to take more time away from your family time, away from your work time, away from that balance that you need to strike, it's going to create a problem. And then you're going to be resentful because you didn't want to do it in the first place. So you have no real heart for what you're doing. You're doing it to satisfy someone else. You're doing it again for that a girl or that a boy. You know, you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, i.e. shaking up your work life and your home life balance.
Unhealthy balances.
Unhealthy balances. That's exactly right. And then they reiterate again, leave work at work. And that's something that we really don't do, DC. We don't leave work at work.
Well, because we're working all the time.
I know it. But they're saying that that is unhealthy, and we really do have to find a way. But where do we leave work at? Because work is all around us.
It absolutely is.
But we do have to really consider as we're sitting
here. And I think
here,
that determines the type of work. The work that you do determines how you approach that.
But that seems to be justifying, though. You know, I think that we have to put the justification down and we have to.
But it's justifiable.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the way we become overworked and overstressed, because we learn to justify why it's justifiable. You know, so I think that in this conversation, we too have to learn to leave work at work. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen today or tomorrow. I'm saying it's a process.
Right. And for me, it's all tied in. So
are you saying you're not going to try to balance it?
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
Because I can't really. I mean, I look at situations from a realistic perspective. You know, it really is extremely hard for me not to interlock work and home, because I work from home. Even though we have an office here in Alexandria, we have an office at home. So it just, I can differentiate between if I'm doing something at home that's personal, but if I'm done doing that, then I may end up doing some work as well.
You may end up doing some. Well, that's something that, you know, we need to work on. And time management is one of the things that right. The Mayo Clinic experts say is critical.
But at the same time, Carlette, I've designed it like this.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I invite, you know, I like the fact that I work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually schedule it the way that I want. It's sort of like what you were saying earlier. You know, you have to have alternative situations, and mine is certainly alternative.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I appreciate if I have to deal with you or David, then that's personal. But at the same time, I can leave right from doing that, walk into my office and do some work.
Right.
And that's a luxury to have that. Everybody just don't have that type of luxury to be able to do that. And if you're working a 9-to-5 job, or if you're an engineer, or you're a lawyer, or whatever it is that
right.
you do, you know, are you in sales? You know, a lot of times you want to leave that stuff at work because, you know, it can be stressing.
Right. And it flows over into home life. And I think that for us, it may be a little bit different because we love what we do so much that it really doesn't feel like work, but it really is still work.
Right. And I don't want to complicate the conversation.
I think you just did.
Yeah.
I think you complicated.
I did. Okay.
Yes, I do. I think you did.
We want people to stretch a little bit.
Right.
Stretch your imagination.
We want people
get down to the real you.
Exactly.
What is going to make your life better?
And I think that's a great point. What's going to make your life better? Because what's going to make our life better is going to be different for what's going to make
absolutely
somebody else's life
absolutely
better.
And that's what we like to do here. We like to broaden your horizons, cause you to think more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just be a stump or just follow the crowd, because everybody's situation is unique to their life.
Right.
So, you know, and no two people are going to be the exact same, and
no two,
you know,
people are going to find the same solution.
Exactly. And we always say here at On Point, it's not the way, it's a way.
Absolutely.
And it's everybody has to find the combination that opens their lock.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And when you look for that combination, you've got to feel what fits and what works for you. But one of the things that's critical is time management and being able to organize those tasks efficiently. Organize what has to be done at home, like running errands and doing laundry and cleaning up and things that need to be done. And I really have really rolled back on that, because I used to be very sort of just adamant that the house had to be cleaned and this had to be done and that had to be done. And so what I do is I take it incrementally. I take it in increments. I do small loads of laundry, because I get, one of my pet peeves is having a laundry basket full of dirty clothes. So what works for me is that I do small loads. And one of the things that I think for me, doing laundry, I don't mind doing the laundry, but it's folding and putting the laundry away that becomes the problem for me. Well, I've figured out for myself that if I do small loads, then I don't have a bunch of towels and a bunch of this and a bunch of that. I just have little loads. And that makes it feel less like work for me. So I don't mind taking the clothes out of the dryer and folding them. And then what I have done with my family is everybody has their little stack, and I fold them, and you take them, and you put them away. But we've got to manage our time better at home, and we need to have very specific to-do list and getting it done in a timely way. Well, the music means I got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to give you a few more tips about how to create that balance at work and at home after this.
If I had my way, I'd tell you what I'd do. It's the things you want most are the things you gotta earn.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Talk Back Thursday.
Well, I used to be big on saying yes when I should say no. And, you know, it just puts you in a position sometimes where you're overstressed, you're tired, you start to get irritable with the people that you've told and made promises.
Oh, that's good.
You know? So eventually I had to come to a point, Carla, in my life where I had to learn to say no.
And so how did you get there, though, Rhonda? How did you get there, though?
Well, I had to realize my limitations.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Tonja's Professional Tax Service in Bunkie. I know everybody has waited all year long to get those taxes ready and filed and e-filed. Or if you're in Bunkie and of Voyles Parish especially, we want you to phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788 or 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Service, y'all. It's up, it's happening, and it's time. Also, Axion, Texas, Louisiana. We've been talking about getting your business started in 2012. What do you need to do? Well, you need to start by contacting Axion, Texas, Louisiana, because they make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. Not only do they do that, they do so many amazing things to help you to understand where you are, where you need to be, or if you just need an infusion of cash, you just need a little shot in the arm. Well, you want to phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560. And of course, our friends at Tobacco Free Living, we are so proud that Alexandria is one of the first cities to go smoke-free and be totally clear that everybody deserves to breathe clean air at work. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. You can find them on the web by logging on to www.lacvt.com, or you could phone 318-442-0106. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team are there in Bunkie, in Opelousas, and now in Baton Rouge to serve you. You can phone Bunkie by dialing 318-346-2540 or Opelousas 337-942-9939. And we got to get her Baton Rouge number as well. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton. And everywhere I go, people are talking about what a great job that Nora does. Nora does, she does quick weave, she does relaxers, she does conditioning, she does the whole nine yards. If you're looking for great style and the healthiest hair that you can find, even taking that hair that has not been so healthy and revitalizing it, Nora specializes in that. I think when she puts her hands in your head, a miracle happens. She is just simply anointed to do hair and to really grow hair and make it look better. So if you are looking for a beautician, a great hair salon, start with Be Unique by dialing 318-442-7204. Now, if you're just joining the show, I know that this is important to many of us, creating that balance between our work life and our home life. And one of the next things that the experts say that we need to do is that we need to bolster our support system. And for many people, you know, we talked about how challenging it is for two people, for a couple, to make sure that your kids stay on point in school, make sure that they're doing what they need to do, that they're not just sitting there and daydreaming or not getting their work done, or they're studying in their room and they're not really studying. Well, we have something in our house called the middle pad, and that's the dining room area where we can just look into the dining room and we can see what's happening with our little one who's supposed to be studying. Well, we've got to create that great study space, and we've got to create an environment. And if you are a single parent, partner with somebody. Partner with someone that can help you. If you are not adept at doing homework or you're not great in these subjects, partner with people that can help you, people that can give support. And so, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, so to speak. So if you don't have the time, then you can partner with somebody. You can many times partner with the school system who has after-school tutoring for free, or sometimes kids' cafes or church groups, church organizations that have free tutoring. So there's no saying that we can't get it done. We've got to create an atmosphere that works for ourselves and for our families that helps to make sure that everybody gets done what needs to be done. And if you're like us, you're telling your kids that going to school is very much a part of their job, But being prepared when they're at school is critical. Making sure that they have their homework and making sure that it's done correctly. And it is. It's time consuming. I know. I'm learning more about photosynthesis and algae and fungi than, you know, going back to almost taking us back to school. But it's just the process. And if you don't have the time, again, bolster partnerships with people or organizations that are there, they're willing, they're able to help. And you shouldn't feel guilty about doing that. Now, the very last things on the list is this. We've got to begin to nurture ourselves. We've got to find that me time, whether you're husband or wife or single. You've got to find time to nurture yourself. And Dr. McConnell said it last week, self-compassion. And that has been something that has stuck with me since she said it. Kelly McConnell, the author of The Willpower Instinct. We've got to have compassion for ourselves. It's not enough to have compassion for every single person in your life. And I'm guilty. I am the biggest person that has no self-compassion. But I am working on it and learning to nurture myself, because it's so comforting for me to nurture other people, because I'm just a nurturer. That's just my very nature, to take care and to encourage others, but not really to do that for myself. And so as we do these shows and we bring great information, we're learning as well as we hope that you're learning, and self-compassion. And for ladies, I think it's even more critical, because we're so hard on ourselves. Well, one of the ways that you can nurture yourself is just do something that's enjoyable to you. Just carve that time out that is time for just you, whether it's taking a hot bath, a hot bubble bath, or whether it's going to have just a me date, just sitting down with yourself, by yourself. And for me, one of those self-nurturing things that I'm going to do, because I told you guys at Christmas, I got a fabulous gift card to Spa Baliza, something that I had really been speaking into existence. And I'm going to go have some me time. And we've got to allow ourselves the okayness to have me time. For some people, it may be just reading a great book. You haven't taken the time to read a book, or just setting aside some meditation time or some quiet time just with yourself or with your family and friends. And one of the things that I posed to our family just yesterday, I said, you know, we have some great state parks. And I said, would you guys be interested in just doing like a hiking trip? Well, we've never really hiked. So that will be something that's different for us. And that'll be something that we can all do together and just have some time of bonding with each other and with nature. So not only do you have to find time for your family collectively, you've got to find time for yourself. Today, we hope, was just the beginning of creating a balance between work and between home. And I know it's a process. But you know what we always say? If you can do just one thing out of all of the suggestions that we have shared today, if you can just find one thing to carve out for yourself, one thing will spiral into the next thing. And once you master that one thing, then you will be motivated to do the next best thing for yourself and for your family. And so, as always, we want to thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. We love you so much. That's why we get up every morning and do what we do. But God loves you even more than that. So love yourself today and begin to strike a balance. We talk about it every single day. Being the change that you want to see. Being the change really starts first, I think, in our families. And we're going to talk more about that in the days and weeks to come. But we want to thank you again for joining us right here on the official OPT network for Deuce Christmas For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday. It looks like it might be rainy. So have a great and a safe Tuesday. And guess what? We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.